CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News, Sunday, the 26th of April 2020. Good morning. Here are the main news headlines. First, remotely invigilated exam call signs issued. Download latest 5 MHz newsletter. Japanese amateurs get new privileges. The RSGB is pleased to announce that the first successful candidates in the online remotely invigilated amateur radio exams have now received their call signs. At the close of play on the 24th of April, 29 remotely invigilated exams had taken place. Around 10 candidates per day are scheduled, with the aim to increase this number as more invigilators join the team. Dave Wilson, M0OBW, the RSGB President and Exam Quality Manager, has expressed his thanks to the invigilators that are making this work and the HQ exam staff who are doing an outstanding job under very difficult circumstances. We look forward to hearing the new amateurs on the bands. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available for free PDF download from the RSGB 5 MHz page. This edition includes 5 megs news from 7 countries, the GB3WES beacon closed down, a 5 MHz controlled feeder radiation dipole, plus features also the latest world of 5 MHz map and an article on 2 blue ham exercises. Japanese radio amateurs now have new privileges on the 160 and 80 metre bands. The new allocations are 1800 to 1810, 1825 to 1875, 3575 to 3580, and 3662 to 3680 kHz. The new regime allows Japanese radio amateurs to operate FT8 on the 160 and 80 metre bands, as well as WSPR on 1836.6 kHz. Additional details are on the Japan Amateur Radio League website, www.jarl.org. Tim Duffy, K3LR, has announced that Contest University USA 2020, usually held at the Dayton Hamvention, will be held online via Zoom on Thursday the 14th of May, starting at 12:45 UTC. CTU 2020 is free. The CTU course outline has been posted online. Connection details to the CTU Zoom bridge will be posted on the Contest University site 1 week prior to the event. Sessions will be recorded for viewing any time after the 14th of May. Slides will be posted on the CTU website as well. At the end of the CTU 2020, Dave Siddle, K3ZJ, will present the 2020 CQ Contest Hall of Fame Awards. RSGB President Dave Wilson, M0OBW, was interviewed recently on NARC Live, where he talked about the Society's introduction of remote invigilation for foundation exams. This new initiative is enabling people to join amateur radio during these times of social isolation. Dave's piece starts at 27 minutes 50 seconds, and you can see it on the Norfolk Amateur Radio Club Facebook page, which you can access via tinyurl.com/y7kslekf. The November and December 2019 RSGB board proceedings have been published on the RSGB website today. The RSGB's campaign in partnership with the NHS, Get On The Air To Care, has been publicised across the world over the last week, both on the airwaves and through the UK media. The Society even received a video message of support from Tony Hadley, lead singer of the 1980s group Spandau Ballet. To see this coverage, head over to the RSGB pages and click on the media coverage link at the bottom of the page. The RSGB is grateful to all radio amateurs who are taking to the airwaves to support other radio amateurs during these times of social isolation. If you use social media, and add the hashtag #GOTA2C, that's G-O-T-A, figure 2, C for Charlie, and send any photos or video clips of you on the air to comms, that's C-O-M-M-S, at rsgb.org.uk. Peter Valentine, a 96-year-old radio amateur from Eastbourne, is celebrating his birthday by aiming to contact 96 amateurs over the airwaves and walk 96 miles over the coming weeks as a thanks to the NHS, which has given him good care recently. He's using the special call sign GB0EDH to represent Eastbourne District General Hospital. He's active on D-Star 2 metres, 4 metres and 80 metres, so listen for him on the air and help him to achieve his target. The RSGB has been adding updates to the sharing ideas section of its coronavirus updates page, which you can find on the RSGB pages. There are reports from Colchester radio amateurs, amongst other clubs, and Lockdown Morse to learn something new during the lockdown. Find out what others are doing, be inspired, and then email comms@rsgb.org.uk to share how your club is adapting to the current changes and challenges. Now for special event news, Peter G4XEX will be active as GB4SAH for stay at home until the 30th of April to help amateurs pass the time during the lockdown. Ewan MM0VIK is active as GB1COR from his home QTH in the Shetland Islands, EU012, until the end of April in recognition and support for the health professionals and essential key workers during the virus emergency. QSL cards will not be available for this special call sign. The RAF Amateur Radio Society will be activating the special event GB75VED from the 1st to the 28th of May from members' homes. On the 2nd of May, Reg G8VHI will be operating mostly on 6 and 2 metres, as well as 70 SEMs from Nuneaton using FM, SSB and possibly digital modes. Details at rafars.org and qrz.com. SOS Radio Week will go ahead from 0000 UTC on the 1st of May and concludes at 2359 UTC on the 31st. During that period, participants should make as many contacts as possible with stations at home and around the world. Further details and to register, please go to sosradioweek.org.uk. The Hungarian Amateur Radio Society, MRASZ, will hold a special radio activity for the period during the COVID-19 virus threat. Their aim is to raise awareness of the threat of the epidemic and to promote the importance of staying at home. Look for the following five stations, of which the last two letters add up to the word STAY, as in stay at home, STAY. Stay at home, HD20ST, HD20AY, HD20AT, HD20HO and HG20ME, stay at home. Each station must be contacted in two different modes on any band to qualify for a downloadable commemorative award. The activity ends on the 15th of May at 2359 UTC. Details at MRASZ.org. Several Brazilian amateurs are using special events event call sign ZW8Thanks as a tribute to healthcare professionals fighting COVID-19. Activity will be on all bands and modes, including satellites, QSL Direct, EQSL or Logbook of the World. The Tokyo-based 7-call amateur radio club will operate 8J17 call, C-A-L-L, for a year to celebrate the club's 30th anniversary. Now for contest news, due to social distancing and movement precautions around the world, most contest organisers are not accepting entries from multi-operator groups or from portable stations. Check the rules before taking part. The SPDX RITI contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 26th, using the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange of signal report and serial number SP stations also sending their province code. Today, the 26th, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands exchanges your serial number only. On Monday, the third FT4 series contest will run from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using 3.5 megs bands, the exchange is your four-character indicator. Oh, sorry, that's four-character locator. Tuesday sees the SHF UK activity contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 gigs and up band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK and Ireland contest club 80 metre CW contest runs for an hour on Wednesday between 1900 and 2000 UTC. The exchange is your four character locator. Next weekend is busy for contests, but please remember to check before the events for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may differ around the world. RSGB strongly advises obeying your own government's advice first and foremost. 432 Megs Trophy Contest and the 10 Gigs Trophy Contest are both on Saturday between 1400 and 2200 UTC using all modes in the respective bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. 432 Megs to 248 Megs Trophy Contest runs for 24 hours over next weekend from 1400 on the 2nd to 1400 on the 3rd using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Another 24-hour contest is the ARL International DX event from 1200 UTC on the 2nd to 1200 UTC on the 3rd using phone and RTTY on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange of signal report and serial number. Italian stations also giving their province code. Next Sunday, the 3rd of May, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group's Summer Marathon runs from the 2nd of May to the 2nd of August, using all modes, the 50 megs band. The exchange is your four-character locator. A one-off independent 2-metre contest is being held on Bank Holiday Monday the 4th of May, promoting 2-metre usage during the COVID-19 lockdown. From 2pm to 3pm there'll be an FM contest where operators should exchange signal reports, serial number and four-character grid squares. From 3 to 4 there'll be an FT8 contest using the standard FT8 messages to exchange signal report and grid squares. The contests are open to all licensed amateur radio operators and shortwave listeners, but due to the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions, no portable or mobile operation is permitted. Further details at vhflockdown.fun. Finally, don't forget the RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See rsgbcc.org for more details. So far, around 300 UK and non-UK participants have taken part, and for some, it has been their first attempt at an HF contest. One participant told us it was their first ever attempt at CW in 36 years. Come and join the fun. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week showed how difficult it can be to prepare HF propagation predictions. We said we expected the sun to remain settled throughout the week, but on Wednesday the 15th, there was a stealthy, slow-moving coronal mass ejection off the sun that barely appeared in the SOHO spacecraft imagery. However, this CME was Earth-directed, and around midday on the Monday the 28th, it hit. The net result was the KP index rose to 5 and MUFs were adversely affected after an initial positive phase that saw MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path rise above 18 megahertz. HF conditions were still down on Tuesday, with bands above 20 metres pretty much closed, but luckily by Wednesday things were pretty much back to normal. The highlight of the week has been the gradual increase of sporadic EON 10. There have been numerous openings, mostly into Spain and the Canary Islands, with other fleeting openings into Sweden and Germany. While signal strengths haven't been too strong so far, it bodes well for the sporadic E season, which is likely to ramp up over the next week or two. The message is to keep an eye on 10 metres. Next week, NOAA predicts a continued quiet sun with a solar flux index of 69. With zero sunspots predicted again, it does begin to look as though we're close to sunspot minimum. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be settled with a KP index of around 2 or 3, other than on Monday the 27th when it could rise to 4. Now for VHF and up, we have a hybrid of weather types during the coming week, with the last of any tropo fading as this bulletin goes out. Therefore, it looks more unsettled with a chance of showery rain initially in the southwest, but more generally as we run into next week. This is because an Atlantic low should develop south of Iceland and a cold front becoming slow moving over western Britain at the end of next week. In this latter part of the week, high pressure builds from Biscay across northern France. So expect some tropo at first, but ending this weekend and perhaps in southeastern areas late next week, rain scatter looks more favourable again, with several areas of showery rain for or fronts involved from this weekend onwards. In view of the approaching start of the sporadic heat season, we would expect to find some openings, but as we said earlier, any have been too brief, very brief so far. It would seem that nobody has told the jet streams to get in line. I cannot say that this looks like a strong lead this week. The peak of the ongoing Lyrids meteor shower is over, so expect declining meteor scatter this week. Moon declination is positive all week and reaches its maximum on Tuesday. We're past apogee, so EME path losses will continue to fall. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. It's all from me also until next week.